So we're gonna take first here to start off the show is a listener question on computer modeling group. Is it a good buy now? One of our listeners from Vancouver actually asked. Now, computer modeling group, what do? They're a software company. Symbol is CMG on the TSX. It's a software technology and consulting company servicing the oil and gas sector. They've been recognized by oil and gas companies worldwide as a leading developer of the reservoir modeling software. They have sales and technical support services based in Calgary, Houston, London, Dubai, Bogota, and Kuala Lumpur. So this company is involved in around 60 countries around the world in the energy segment. With recent developments we've looked at from the company, reductions in budgets and activity levels by computer modeling energy customers have affected the utilization of the company's software, resulting in lower revenue. Therefore, the company is continuing to take very prudent measures such as suspending employee recruitment and reducing discretionary spending to control cost. Total revenue in its last quarter was down around 12% compared to the same period of the prior year. This decrease is due to both software license revenue and professional services. EBITDA, or earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, was down 14% in the last quarter. So our take on this company is we consider computer modeling to be a well-run business with solid balance sheet and what we would consider best-in-class software. Despite the decline in the company's share price in a severely depressed energy market, the company continues to trade at relatively high valuations. Computer modeling has historically traded at a significant premium due to its solid dividend, quality client list, and well-thought-of software. Now, the case here could be made that as producers continue to look for ways to operate efficiently in a low-price environment, they will continue to seek reservoir stimulation solutions to enhance production from their existing and new assets, as computer modeling provides some of the most advanced resource stimulation tools to assist companies with their reservoir planning, management, and management and optimization products. The company is reasonably well positioned at present. However, for us, the equation is really very simple. Less cash flow for its clients leads to less spending overall and zero to negative growth for computer modeling near to midterm. And we've seen that in the most recent quarters. We expect to see that at least over 2017. So while we see a strong business at present, it remains trading at levels that make the risk-to-reward profile too great. Unless the oil price moves sharply near-term to, say, above $65 US and sustains those levels, we would just monitor the stock at this point and look for a potential entry point if, in fact, oil moves higher. We'd always rate this company with a bit of a speculative edge because of the fact that it's so tied to the energy sector. The balance sheet does remain excellent with $56 million in the bank and no debt. But at these levels, we'd take a pass and wait for a more sustained uptick in energy prices to be a buyer.
One thing you often see in companies like this, because it is I've been following this company for a while, and back when oil prices were higher, it was a very highly valued stock, I think around 30 times cash flow, and yes. It has a solid technology that it's able to provide to its clients. It's so focused in one industry, oil and gas, that is obviously cyclical. But sometimes what you will see with these businesses is that they will, when they're in a situation like this where their main industry starts to decline, they'll try and leverage their technology and adapt it for other industries as well. So I haven't heard anything about that being the plan for this company, but it'd be interesting to see if they tried to do something like that.
Yeah, without a doubt. I'm not sure if it will apply to any other industries, but at this stage, suffice it to say, we're monitoring it and we'll look for a potential entry point. Again, with that speculative moniker that we put on it, because it is highly tied to a commodity, and its prices in any commodity are volatile over a weekly to annual to anything longer than that period.